It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Monday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Circus Sports Studio, it is January 29th of 2024. Thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate it. Hope you had an outstanding weekend. Hope your Monday's treating you well. Appreciate your attendance, however you are tuned in. All sorts of options. 1650 AM, 102.3 FM on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. What a sports weekend it was. Wow, a lot to get to. So, like usual, a very, very ambitious agenda laid out for this Monday edition of the show. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, or X as it's called now, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X at Real Colbert. Like our Facebook page. If you're on the Zuck machine, type in 1650 The Fan. You'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll get more local and statewide sports content into said Facebook feed. Also, if you like our Facebook page, if you're following us on X, if you've got the website bookmarked, 1650thefan.com, and you've visited any of those social media channels or the website today, you would see that we got our broadcast details out for the Super Bowl. Yes, sorry, Detroit Lions fans, Baltimore Ravens fans. Business can't wait. I know. And wow, especially Lions fans. Holy cow. With that, I don't think you can lose a lead that large and not be able to use the word collapse. And I am not here to pile on the Detroit Lions. I'm not. Like, the Lions have never really been much of a problem for anybody in the NFC North, including my Chicago Bears. Bears got to win against the Lions this year. And I like Dan Campbell. I've said that on the show before. I like Dan Campbell. Gotta love Jack Campbell, the former Cedar Falls Tiger, playing for the Lions, right? Sam Laporta had an outstanding season. And I will say, again, not piling on Lions fans, but was texting with a cousin of mine during that game last night, and he's like, wow, looks like the Lions are going to actually win this and go to a Super Bowl. And this is still in the first half, and I go, hold your horses. If there's any team that could come back, I think the Niners could do it. And you add to it, you know, the fact that Detroit, they hadn't been in this situation in how many decades and have never been to a Super Bowl. Next thing you know, Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy, and the San Francisco 49ers with some magic with receiver Brandon Ayuk. Next thing you know, they're coming out of that game with a 34-31 win, and holy cow. What a game it should be. A rematch, right, in Super Bowl 58 against the Kansas City Chiefs, who I picked on this show. I picked it correct. I picked Chiefs-Niners last Friday on the show. I said I wasn't going to be the guy to be one of the first to pick against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in an AFC championship game. Just wasn't going to do it. And I think that that proved to be a good strategy, because when the lights got their brightest, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, they showed up and showed out yesterday. So, so did Taylor Swift. Yeah, that was great. It was awesome to see her again 4,000 times during that game. Really appreciated it, CBS. Thank you. And not to mention Tony Romo. Oh, my goodness. Between Tony Romo never shutting up and Taylor Swift constantly being on the screen. Whew, that was, it should have been a much more pleasant experience, you would think, watching an NFC Championship game, as long as it's not your team and as long as they're not losing, right? Wow. I think I'll just leave it at that. So, Super Bowl 58, of course, if you're not in front of the television at any point, if you got to go run an errand, if you're working that day, it happens. I've done it before. I've worked Super Bowl Sundays. I'll work them once again. And you can't get in front of that TV. We got you taken care of right here on your home for the NFL in Eastern Iowa. So all the broadcast details can be found at the website. Just another reason to have it bookmarked. Visit on a regular basis. It's right there on the homepage at 1650thefan.com. All right, if you want to dial up the show at any point, today, tomorrow, next week, next year, next decade, that might be a little presumptuous, but the number to dial with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or 800-913-9479. You could also email the show if you'd rather do that than call. By all means, fire away. Don't be shy. Questions or comments, maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about, send it along. Email address, cole@1650thefan.com. We'll get to area sports news and scores for Monday coming up here in just a few short moments. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Monday, looking into tomorrow and Wednesday. Looks like pretty good weather this week. More of that white stuff coming off the ground. What's not to like? So we'll hear what Megan Mulford has to tell us at the end of that first time out. We'll come back in segment two, and as we usually do on a Monday, in the second segment, John Walters, the play-by-play voice for Iowa State men's basketball, will join us, and a lot to talk about, of course, with John. Iowa State men's hoops coming off a 2-0 week, win against Kansas State, and a upset win against then number 7 Kansas on Saturday at Hilton Coliseum. You heard that game right here on The Fan. We'll talk about them both. Yes, we're going to talk about the sign-stealing allegations from Kansas State coach Jerome Tang. Not enough time to, like, tease that conversation and share some of my thoughts in this open, especially since we already talked a little bit about the AFC and NFC championship games. So I want to spend less time talking about it here and more time talking with John about it so we can get into the nuts and bolts of what's been alleged. And then at that point, I'll offer some sort of reaction, because I've heard, you know, what you've heard. I've read what you've read, and I want to know what John can tell us about this, because it just seems like Jerome Tang may need to just focus on coaching the damn game instead of peering into the crowd or listening to his crackpot assistants or however they cooked up this allegation, because it is one hell of an allegation to have lobbed at a conference opponent, or at anybody for that matter, especially a conference opponent. But we'll talk about it when John joins us in the next segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back on the other side of that break in the third segment, and I have audio from Iowa State coach T.J. Otzelberger, Drake men's basketball coach Darren DeVries, UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson, and I hope time permits here. Have you seen this news or heard of this news that the DCI may not have, allegedly did not get a warrant to do all the search of the data of the collegiate student athletes that got in trouble? Remember, that was, of course, you got to remember that story of the summer and fall and all the different athletes, the football players, wrestlers, basketball players, players in other sports as well, that lost their eligibility, had to pay fines. A lot of them took plea bargains. in those instances where they were criminally charged, and someone, I think it was a longtime investigator in the DCI, asked to be taken off the case because he alleges that a warrant was not acquired to search this data of these people. So that's an incredible breach of privacy, and if it's true, you can bet there's going to be some lawsuits, and they're going to sue the state of Iowa, they're going to sue the DCI, and you know, our tax dollars will cover it. So hopefully time permits, we can get to that audio as well. Good stuff from Radio Iowa, our outstanding partner. That in segment three. After we're done there, we'll get you an NFL Network update and Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary in the final timeout, then come back for a final time on a Monday and wrap up the show. All right, following Super Regionals last Friday, qualifiers are set for the girls' high school state wrestling tournament. Among Metro teams, Cedar Falls qualified 11 wrestlers. Waterloo West and Waterloo East each have one wrestler that will compete at the state tournament. Defending state champ Waverly Shellrock qualified 7. The girls' state wrestling tournament takes place this Thursday and Friday at Extreme Arena in Coralville, and you can listen for hourly updates on both Thursday and Friday right here on The Fan of our Metro and area girls wrestlers who will be competing. Iowa State continuing to savor that big win from this past Saturday, upsetting number 7 Kansas 79-75 at Hilton Coliseum. It was Iowa State's 8th win over a top 10 opponent in the last two seasons. Cyclones now 5-2 in the Big 12, 16-4 overall, remain unbeaten at home, 12-0. Iowa State returns to action this Saturday. Yeah, they got the week off. They'll play at number 18 Baylor. And by nature of its 2-0 week with the wins over Kansas State and then number 7 Kansas, the Cyclones up to number 12. Big jump up to number 12 in this week's AP Top 25. The UNI men's basketball team is back in action Wednesday. This after having lost at Drake 77-63 on Saturday night. The Panthers did so without Bowen Bourne. He missed the game due to an illness, and the Bulldogs pulled away with a 7-2 run to finish that game off. UNI's game on Wednesday at Bradley tips off at 7. You can listen to that on 93.5 The Mix. Iowa All-American Caitlin Clark continues to get closer to becoming the all-time leading scorer in women's NCAA Division I history. Clark had 38 points in Saturday's 92-73 win over Nebraska. She now has 3,389 career points, just 153 behind current record holder Kelsey Plum. Clark needs just 14 points to move into second place on the all-time scoring list. The Hawkeyes still have 9 games remaining in the regular season, their next one Wednesday at Northwestern. And that Iowa women's basketball team up 2 spots in this week's AP Top 25, from number 5 to number 3. South Carolina remains top ranked. Kansas State is second. Iowa is 19-2 overall. And the Iowa wrestling team won all 10 of its matches, rolling past Northwestern 46-0. Yesterday, Iowa recorded 2 falls and 4 tech falls in that win. Hawks are now 10-0 and 5-0 in the Big Ten. Hallelujah, Iowa football has finally hired a new offensive coordinator. Tim Lester is set to become the team's next play caller. He served as a senior analyst for the Green Bay Packers this past season after having been the head coach at Western Michigan from 2017 to 2022. Of course, the position became open after then-interim athletic director Beth Getz announced that Iowa would not renew the expiring contract of Brian Ferentz, who had been the OC since 2017. I like this hire, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow on the show with David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com. The Waterloo Blackhawks roared back to win at Omaha 6-5 yesterday. You heard this game right here on The Fan, of course. What a game it was. Hawks trailed 5-2 going into the third period, then got 4 goals in the first 10 minutes of that final frame. With the win, Waterloo able to salvage a win over the weekend after losing at home to Fargo on Friday and Saturday. The Blackhawks are back in action this Friday when they play host to Madison. Tonight in Metro High School basketball and a boys' game, Waterloo East plays host to Charles City. The Waterloo West girls are at Iowa City High. And in girl-boy doubleheaders, Waterloo Columbus Catholic at New Hampton and Waterloo Christian plays at Nashua Plainfield. The Iowa men's basketball team goes for its 3rd straight road win tomorrow at Indiana. Hawks are coming off a win at Michigan on Saturday. Iowa now 12-8 overall, 4-5 in the Big Ten, tip-off is at 6 tomorrow. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, VSiN action update, and a forecast. Afterwards, we are back with the play-by-play voice of Iowa State men's basketball. John Walters joins us next right here on a Monday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Dan Beyer.
Some news in advance of Super Bowl 58 taking place now, less than 2 weeks away in Las Vegas between the 49ers and the Chiefs. The Chiefs will likely be without defensive lineman Charles Omenihu, as the Bleacher Report says that Omenihu suffered a torn ACL in yesterday's win against the Baltimore Ravens. Now, the Niners advanced to the Super Bowl with a win over the Lions in a game that you saw on Fox. Fox's telecast of that game averaged 56.6 million viewers, the most watched NFC title game on the network in 12 years. The Washington Commanders will hold five separate second interviews with candidates for their head coaching vacancy over the next couple of days, according to multiple reports. The Seahawks are going to speak with Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson tonight and Ravens defensive coordinator Mike McDonald tomorrow. 76ers center Joel Embiid won't play tonight against Portland. LaMelo Ball out for the Hornets against the Knicks. Well, Nets guard Ben Simmons will play against the Jazz, returning from a back injury.
You are listening to The Fan, the Cedar Valley's home for the NFL. You are listening to Cole & Company on The Fan, broadcasting from the Circa Sports Studio.
The world's largest sports book is now available right at your fingertips in Iowa. Download your new bookie today with high betting limits, tight money splits, and exceptional customer service. The Circa Sports Iowa app. Visit CircaSports.com and get in on the action. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
Safety in the workplace is vital to your business. The U.S. Department of Labor states over 38,000 workplace illnesses and injuries happen in Iowa each year. Some of these could be avoided with proper markings. I'm Les with A-Line Striping and Sweeping. We'll clearly and visibly mark pedestrian areas and danger zones in your warehouse or factory, as well as storage areas, increasing organization and safety in your operation. My team is professional and our equipment is top of the line, ensuring maximum quality and customer satisfaction. Visit us online at A-Line Striping.
Why go to a monument company? Black Hawk Memorial helps you preserve your cherished memories. Their showroom includes upright memorials, ground-level markers, vases, and more, all made in Northeast Iowa. All work and quality control is done in-house. See what you buy before making a purchase at Black Hawk Memorial Showroom at 5325 University Avenue in Cedar Falls, or call 319-266-0282. Black Hawk Memorial, where quality prevails.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Play the free Tums Prop Bites Pool to score big without the burn and win a share of $10,000. TumsPropBites.com.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Maryland with an upset win over Iowa yesterday, 69-67, as a 5.5-point underdog at Carver Hawkeye Arena. It's Iowa State winning by 11 as a 9-point favorite at home against Kansas State, 78-67. Drake falls at Missouri State, 83-80. The Bears were the 7-point underdog.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 32. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Slight chance for mixed precipitation. Highs level off around 37. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, 26. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times and dry Wednesday and Thursday. Mid-40s Wednesday, low 40s by Thursday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 44 degrees.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Trey King shooting free throws. What a game he's had. Front end of the one and one. Around it out. Rebound McCullough. 4 seconds remaining. They throw it ahead. Jackson back out. McCullough, a three at the buzzer. Got it. It'll count. But Iowa State knocks off number 7 Kansas, 79-75.
That's what it sounded like right here on The Fan, your official station for Cyclone Nation Saturday. as Iowa State got that win over then number 7 Kansas. And as a result of a 2-0 week that also saw Iowa State get a win over Kansas State, Clones now up to number 12 in this week's AP Top 25. So a lot to talk about, and very pleased now, as always, to be joined by the play-by-play voice you just heard, John Walters. John, thanks so much for being here. I'd ask you how you are, but if you're a Cyclone fan, you can't be anything other than great at this moment.
That's true. Still on cloud nine from the two basketball wins, and certainly from Brock Purdy's performance last night as well. So lots to be happy about if you're a Cyclone fan right now. And yeah, this men's basketball team just keeps on keeping on, and they're good. I mean, we talked about that, you know, going into non-conference play. I felt like this is a really good team, and that it would show over the course of the season. And even though they weren't ranked or even receiving votes back then, I certainly felt like they would be ranked at some point during the season. And here they are at number 12. So see if they can sustain that. But certainly that's a great place to be, and it makes you feel really good about their chances of being a part of the NCAA tournament.
No doubt. And, John, when you mentioned this is a team that was really good in the non-conference, we were wondering just how good. I would imagine this team, once again, given how many new faces are on the roster, that they had earned confidence. They knew they were good. But when you get a win against a team like Kansas, that's really got to help add to that earned confidence. I mean, that's got to be a chip you carry on your shoulder that is quite valuable. I mean, people always talk about a letdown afterwards. We'll see. Don't play again until Saturday at Baylor. But, man, I don't think you could really quantify what this might mean for a team, in particular, you know, in the mental department.
No, I agree, and especially when you consider the fact that Iowa State did not play a lot of close games in the non-conference. So, you know, when they didn't always come out on the right end of those games. And so in these last couple of weeks, to go win at TCU on the road without Taman Lipsey in a close game, to win at home against Kansas State in what turned out to be a pretty close game at the end, Kansas State made a nice rally. And then, you know, to hold off Kansas down the stretch, too, three games where you had to make plays at the end of the game to win them, and Iowa State did on all three occasions. And absolutely, that helps you feel like you can do it again the next time you're put to that test. And, you know, one of the things I like about this team, Cole, is the fact that a different person can do it on a different night. You know, we saw Trey King have a 21.9 rebound effort. We saw Keyshawn Gilbert down the stretch making big basket after big basket. Taman Lipsey is widely considered, and deservingly so, the best player on the team. But, you know, there's a lot of different guys. Milan Momcilovic, it's a game winner against Houston. You know, you could go on the guys, Curtis Jones at TCU, that really stepped up in the moment. And so I think that makes you a lot harder to defend, too, when you don't know which guy it might be in a given moment that could rise up and make that big shot. And Iowa State's shown that they have several guys that are willing and able to take on that responsibility.
Yeah, they sure have. John Walters, our guest now of the Cyclone Sports Network, Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice. Follow him on X at JW Cyclones TV. One of those guys definitely has, I think, cemented himself as a key piece on this team, and that's Curtis Jones. 15 points off that bench for TJ Otzelberger in the win over Kansas. John, he's been playing his best basketball over the past 2-3 weeks now. I also like the 3 assists with no turnovers against Kansas. In an environment like that, a game as ramped up as it was, Curtis, you know, demonstrated not just his ability to shoot the ball and score, but his ability to really be an all-around guard. And, man, that's extremely valuable for this team.
Well, in college basketball, guard play is so critical if you're going to have success in March. And, you know, we knew coming into the season that Taman Lipsey was going to be Iowa State's best player, and he has been. But what's really exciting is how far Keyshawn Gilbert's come, how far Curtis Jones has come, and even Jackson Papalewski has really provided some good minutes in his opportunities. And so, you know, that depth in the guard court really gives TJ some options. He can play small, and he can play three guards at once, and he does that frequently. Curt Jones is fourth on this team in minutes. So even though he doesn't start typically, he plays a lot. So they have the flex option of playing three guards or playing two guards or playing just one guard if they want to. And TJ has shown that he's more than willing to put all those different lineups out there. But you have to have good players to do it. And there's some teams around the league, Cole, that don't have great depth. They have really good starting lineups. And I'd put Kansas probably into this group.
Yeah.
And Kansas State. They have great starting lineups, but they don't have a lot of depth, and they don't have a lot of guys that they can necessarily depend on off their bench. Well, Iowa State has, you know, Curtis Jones and Jackson Papaleski and Hassan Ward, who's playing at a super high level, and even take it down to Omaha Ballou. And, you know, Iowa State has some options within that bench, and I think it really pays dividends, especially over the course of a long season.
John, 14 of 30 from three-point range in that win over Kansas. And when it comes to trying to put our finger on what's really been in the recipe when this team has shot it well from three-point range, it's been a little up and down this season, but man, when this team shoots it from distance, they are just that much harder to reckon with and compete against. I mean, I'm sure if T.J. Otzelberger knew what it was or could figure it out, he'd maybe be hiring like a group of consultants to get this answer because, like I said, again, this team's just on a whole nother level when they're shooting it like they did against Kansas from deep.
I think so, and part of it's what is the defense giving you? And, you know, Kansas elected to have Hunter Dickinson defend Trey King. Well, if I'm Bill Self, I'm probably making the same move. Trey King was 3 of 16 on three-pointers. You're not expecting him to go out there and shoot threes, but he knocked 4 of them down in the game. And so, you know, part of it, a little bit of it is just, hey, you're taking advantage of what the matchup's giving you, but they don't want Dickinson coming out 19, 20 feet from the basket and defending him. They want him on the block. And so, you know, those shots were, most of them, pretty wide open for Trey, and he can certainly make those, as he showed. And so I think that's a big part of it. But another part of it is just if you're looking for the formula for Iowa State to shoot threes well, I think it all starts with paint touches. Can you get the ball in the paint? Because if you can, I think the easiest three-point shots in basketball are the kick-out threes from inside out, whether it be after a paint touch on penetration or a paint touch because of an offensive rebound. But when you get that scramble situation where the defense has to collapse, you kick it out, you typically are already facing the basket, you've got a wide-open look. And I think Iowa State certainly has enough guys that are capable of knocking that shot down, but it really starts with the ability of Keyshawn Gilbert and Taman Lipsey, and to a certain degree, Jackson Pavelski, to get into the paint and create for their teammates. And I think those guys have done a great job of that. And I think, you know, in non-conference play, Iowa State shot the three really well. They shot 38%. It certainly dipped way down at the start of conference play. They had a couple really cold shooting nights. But I think the mean is more that they're going to probably be a 36-37% three-point shooting team. And so I expect them to have some more good three-point shooting nights within the Big 12. But I think the thing is, unlike a BYU or some of these teams that absolutely depend on it, Iowa State doesn't want to be that team. They want to be a team that can make threes and on a given night will make threes, but also can continue to put their focus on getting the ball inside and doesn't have to rely on that. So it's just like the flexibility we talked about with 5 or 6 different guys that can beat you on a given night. I think that kind of flexibility in the way you play, the way you attack, is beneficial too. And if you're just a team that's, hey, the formula for stopping these guys is you take away this, you beat them. I don't know that it's quite easy to solve the Iowa State puzzle doing that because they've had games where they get to the free throw line a lot. They've had games where they outscore opponents by 25 points in the paint. And they've also had games where they make the three. So I think the more versatile you are in that regard, too, the better it is for you.
Great stuff. And that the points you make there, John, makes me think about that the stat that came out of Saturday's win where it was Iowa State and T.J. Otzelberger, Bill Self, Kansas, I think now tied with the number of, is it top 10 wins the last two seasons? And, you know, I mean, the Bill Self story and what he's done at Kansas is well documented, but that stat, and if you can point out exactly what it is, but that stat to me is emblematic of a program and what it is. And, of course, that starts with the coach, the head coach, T.J. Otzelberger. I think it just points to, you know, what T.J.'s done here and how remarkable it is, like his imprint on this program.
No, it is. It's amazing. And he'd be the first to tell you. It's about the players, too, and it's certainly about his staff. He has a great coaching staff. It's something we'll talk to him about tonight on our coaches show. But he absolutely feels great about the people he has on his staff. And they are good, and they're always well-prepared. And the stat is that, you know, since the T.J. Otzelberger era started at Iowa State, so the last 2.5 seasons, Iowa State has 9 wins over top 10 teams in the AP poll. which matches Kansas for the most in the nation, and then it drops down to 7 before you get to another team. So, wow. You know, 9 wins over top 10 teams is incredible, especially when you're keeping company with Kansas. And, you know, one was over a number 1 ranked North Carolina team. I mean, they beat number 2 Houston this year. So there have been a lot of really impressive wins. But, you know, Coach Ott's now is 9 of those wins, and Johnny Orr has the Cyclone record with 12, and TJ's second. So a pretty good amount of resume work done in just 2.5 years on the job. But, you know, you're going to get a lot of opportunities for great wins in the Big 12. It's one of the best things about being in this conference. Mm-hmm. You're going to play great competition, and you're going to get those chances for those marquee wins. And Iowa State has certainly been able to take advantage of those, particularly at home where they're 13-0 this season now. And that's a good formula. If you can win those home games, you're going to be in great shape.
John, you mentioned as well the win earlier last week against Kansas State, and then a storm cloud of allegations from Kansas State really just made for quite the dramatic weekend after Wildcats coach Jerome Tang alleged that 2 or 3 people in the crowd near their bench were videoing their huddle and texting people at or near Iowa State's bench. I mean, that's one hell of an allegation. TJ responded to it, I think, in a way that reminded me sometimes of how a fired-up wrestling coach will talk at a podium. You know what I'm talking about there. I mean, just the floor is yours. Like, well, what do you make of all this?
Well, I think you better have something concrete if you're going to come out. Now, Jerome Tang and the Kansas State people will tell you, well, we never came out publicly and said anything. We said that was between coaches, but somehow it leaked to the Wichita Eagle and to the Kansas City Star, and you know, then Sports Illustrated picks up on it, and you've got Seth Davis calling you, and you've got everybody calling TJ saying, hey, when are you going to respond to this? These are some pretty serious allegations. And so he did. He addressed it after the game, and I think was a little bit irritated by the whole thing because his findings are that there's absolutely nothing that happened. And he said it's preposterous to even think that we would do something like that. And so he's very offended by it, and I don't blame him because you're tarnishing the reputation of a program, especially after what happened with Michigan football. You know, you don't it, nowadays with the way journalism is, and I shouldn't even say journalism, just the way Twitter is and everything else. You know, allegations spread like wildfire, right?
Yeah.
And you don't have to do anything to back them up. You don't have to go confirm sources, or you know, once it's on the internet and it's flying around. All of a sudden, Sports Illustrated's picking it up, and everybody's saying, hey, Iowa State's being accused of this, even though technically Kansas State never really sat there at a press conference and said, we accuse Iowa State of this. But obviously his actions spoke louder than words with the way he approached TJ during the game, and everybody could tell he was upset about something. And the word got out, I would assume, via Kansas State people to the media there in Kansas, what they were upset about. And so I don't blame TJ for being upset, too, and standing his ground. And you know, he said, I'm going to deal in facts. And the one fact I know is that our manager, just trying to mop the floor down at their end of the floor, was cussed out by one of their assistant coaches. And so there's a fact. Do with that what you want. And so he kind of put it back on K-State. But, you know, it's just a shame because if you're going to put something like that out there, you better back it up so that you know, so you can get it properly investigated by the Big 12 or the NCAA or whatever you need, but don't just throw out wild stuff because your imagination's running wild. As my broadcast partner Eric Heff says, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you. And so, you know, I think there was a little bit of that going on from the Kansas State side.
John, now the Cyclones don't tip it off again until Saturday when they're on the road at number 18 Baylor. Given Taman Lipsey's recent injury, the Big 12 grind, of course, emotions of Saturday's win, it'd be easy to make a case that this is a good week to have some extra rest. Then again, you know, I'm sure some of those players are probably like, man, throw that ball up again. We're ready to go.
Probably a little bit of both of those things going on. And, you know, it is you always take extra rest where you can get it because you're right, it is a grind, especially for Taman Lipsey because he really puts a lot of effort into the way that he plays and it wears him out. And so, you know, you're going to have some really tough games, and these two games coming up, both on the road, at Baylor, at Texas, two places that have created really good home court environments by building new arenas that are smaller and more intimate, and, you know, they've created a tough place to play. And so it'll be interesting to see Iowa State go play at those two places on Saturday and Tuesday. But I kind of look at it the way I did that BYU, TCU week, where, you know, if Iowa State could find a way to split those two games, Cole, I think that would be tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're going to get greedy if you win the first one and want to sweep them, but, you know, if they come out of next week with a road split and then come back home and keep protecting their home floor, they're going to be in great, great shape.
Yeah.
Not only to make the NCAA tournament, but they're going to stay in the thick of this race if they do things like that, because, you know, Kansas has lost three times. Houston's already lost a couple times. I mean, right now, Texas Tech is the only team with one loss. And although they're good, I don't expect them to be standing alone at the top of the conference when it's all said and done. So, you know, Iowa State's right in the thick of this thing. So keep going.
John, quick, before I let you go, the itinerary for tonight's Cyclone Coach's Corner from 6:30 to 8 here on The Fan.
Coach Fenley is joining us first, and then we'll be joined by T.J. Otzelberger and Eric Heft as our guest co-host. We'll talk about basketball, but we're also going to talk about Brock Purdy with Coach Fenley, because he's been at Iowa State for 29 years, and he knows what a special story that is. So we'll have a really fun conversation tonight.
Well, I know we didn't really talk about Brock, but we got next week, since they get the week off to play in that Super Bowl. So we'll put a bookmark in it. Great stuff, John. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Thanks, Cole.
John Walters, Cyclone Sports Network, Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice, kind enough to join us on this Monday edition of Cole and Company. Great stuff from John there. Man, if you missed any of that, go back and make sure you listen to the podcast when it's available at the end of the show today at 1650thefan.com. A lot to talk about as it relates to Iowa State men's basketball right now. Okay, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up during the break. Had a glitch there. It happens with the VSiN action update. So we'll get that paid off and get you the right one during this break as well. We'll come back on the other side, get audio, that audio from T.J. Otzelberger, where I told John there, he reminded me of a fired up wrestling coach. Wrestling coaches will say things at podiums that coaches of no other sports will, with passion that, frankly, with respect to coaches of other sports, just does not match up. And I'll share some more thoughts when we play the audio on the other side. So there's that audio from Drake coach Darren DeVries, UNI coach Ben Jacobson, and if time permits, on that DCI investigation of sports gambling, where it's alleged they may not have acquired a warrant for any of that. So a lot to get to on this Monday edition of Cole and Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The Iowa State men are up 11 spots to 12th in the latest AP College Basketball Top 25. The Cyclones are coming off wins at home against K-State and Kansas. They return to action Saturday at 18th-ranked Baylor. Iowa senior guard Tony Perkins has stepped up his game as of late. Perkins scored 24 points in Saturday's victory at Michigan and has topped the 20-point mark in three consecutive games. The Hawkeyes visit Indiana tomorrow night.
His role was different last year and the year before. So we've asked him to be a leader, and we put the ball in his hands, and he's accepted the responsibility, and he's figured it out.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeye women are up two spots to third in the latest AP Top 25. The Hawks are 19-2. They'll return to action Wednesday night with a visit to Northwestern. South Carolina remains top-ranked. Kansas State up to number two. Then it's the Hawkeyes, Stanford, and North Carolina State. This is Radio Iowa.
Stop in at Fleet Farm for one of the biggest selections of Milwaukee tools around. Milwaukee's raised the bar on heavy-duty performance, and we've got over 1,100 Milwaukee tools and accessories to help you crush that to-do list. Like the M18 Cordless 2-Tool Combo Kit. 400 pounds of torque packed into just 4 pounds of compact drill driver plus two batteries. Shop all the top brands we carry to help you power through everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Don't miss the most innovative ag technology that exists today on display in Des Moines at the Iowa Ag Expo, the third largest indoor ag show in the U.S., January 30th through February 1st. Check out all the latest technology in row crop and livestock production, robotics, and more at the brand new Innovation Hubs. Mark your calendar. That's January 30th through February 1st. Register online at iowaagexpo.com to get your tickets in advance and save $5. See you in Des Moines. The Iowa Ag Expo is sponsored in part by Farm Credit Services of America and Ag Direct.
Hi, I'm Emily Frederick, Director of School and Community Relations for the Waterloo Community School District. Graduating high school can be both an exciting moment and one of uncertainty. That's why the Waterloo Career Center is here to help your student graduate with both a diploma and a plan. Our hands-on environment provides Eastern Iowa students with education and purpose. We'll help your student discover their passion and help them succeed through the Waterloo Community School District's widely recognized award-winning Career Center. Your student can experience an internship, apprenticeship, free college credits, and more, all in a fun, engaging, state-of-the-art environment. Through the Waterloo Career Center, students from Waterloo and surrounding communities have access to work experiences in 18 different fields, including nursing, early childhood education, marketing, culinary, and more. Visit us online at wcc.waterlooschools.org. Waterloo Community Schools, where the future is now.
This is Cole Bear, host of Cole & Company for Circus Sports. The big game is set. And figuring out which wagers I'm going to place on it, whether it's a straight bet, over-under, props, and parlays, begins now. And I'll make my wagers no place other than the world's largest sports book in Las Vegas, Circus Sports. The Circus Sports app is now available in Iowa and offers sports betting the way that it should be. Circus Sports doesn't limit players based on their winnings, and instead of paying the book minus 115 or minus 120 splits, Circus drives for minus 110 splits on straight bets and parlays. I'm telling you, Circus Sports really is sports betting the way that it should be. Not to mention best-in-class customer service with no chat bots. Visit CircusSports.com, download the app now, and join me, Cole Bear, on the world's largest sports book. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Free air-chilled boneless chicken breasts and four juicy boneless pork chops with your order. OmahaSteaks.com/VSiN.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Kansas City Chiefs are headed to Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, February the 11th. Chiefs open as a one-point underdog to the San Francisco 49ers, a total 47.5. The Chiefs are 8-0 against the spread in their last eight against teams with a winning record, and they have won six consecutive games as an underdog. San Francisco has had 11 of its last 14 playoff games go under the total. Prop bets already on the board. Anytime touchdown, Travis Kelce and Isaiah Pacheco both at minus 125. Christian McCaffrey minus 205. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Cole Bear on your home for Cubs baseball. 1650 The Fan and 102.3 FM.
Well, the slow ride of the Major League Baseball offseason will soon be pitchers and catchers reporting, two and a half-ish weeks from now? So there you go on your station for Cubs baseball. Spring training. Right around the corner. Keep that in your mind as the white stuff outside melts away. All right, we got more hoops to talk about on this Monday edition of Cole and Company. Iowa State coach T.J. Otzelberger not happy over the reports, the allegations from Kansas State accusing the Cyclones of spying on their huddles in last week's game at Hilton Coliseum. Coach Otzelberger addressed those reports following Saturday's upset win over then 7th-ranked Kansas. Here is Coach Otz.
The ludicrous rumors earlier this week that somehow we were trying to gain an advantage looking into our opponent's huddles is an affront to our players, our fans, and to me.
Here's more from Coach Otz.
It's not who I am. It's not what our program is about. And I'm angry that someone would even make that suggestion.
And finally, flat out, Coach Ott says there was no spying.
What is factual is one of their staff members cursed out one of our student managers who is mopping the floor under the basket. So let's put this to bed here and now. It didn't happen. It won't happen. And others need to be much more careful with their words moving forward.
AKA, if you be saying that stuff again, you're about to get five fingers to the face. That's pretty much the way I interpreted it. Like one more sentence there from Coach Otzelberger, and it would have been a description of the physical violence that he wants to commit on Jerome Tang for what he calls a baseless allegation. And I would imagine, given how fervently he denies all this, that it in fact didn't happen. So, should be interesting to see if this goes anywhere from here. But I wouldn't want to mess with Coach Otzelberger. He looks like he works out on a regular basis. All right, going to something much less tenuous. Drake men's basketball coach Darren DeVries says the Bulldogs need to keep winning to help their chance of getting an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. Drake is 17-4 and second in the Missouri Valley with a record of 8-2. Began the week ranked 49th both in the net and KenPom rankings. Here's Coach DeVries.
And the whole key on the, you know, the net and the at-larges and stuff is you have to keep winning. I mean, that's there's no other formula that works better than that. So if you want to give yourself an opportunity down the stretch, you got to keep winning games and big games.
And the Bulldogs' next chance to win is at home on Wednesday against Valpo. That's a game that, in terms of an at-large, they got to win.
And the whole key on the, you know, the net and the at-larges.
I guess I played them out of order. Here we go.
And the whole key.
Or, it looks like our friends at Radio Iowa duplicated the same clip. All right, hey, key to getting into the NCAA tournament, winning games, the best content ever on Cole & Company. All right, let's go to what I know is better content. UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson met the media today to look back on the Panthers' 77-63 loss at Drake that came without second-leading scorer Bowen Bourne. Bourne missed the game with an illness. I began today by asking Coach Jake what the film told him about the Panthers' severe struggles to score in the final 6.5 minutes of that loss against the Bulldogs. Some good stuff here from Coach Jake.
We had two possessions that were really good possessions, right? When we missed an open shot, one wide open and another one really open, right? We were a little bit of a tricky lineup, right? And I don't, as I was watching it, Cole, I just, and while it was happening, and then when I went back and watched it yesterday, kind of that same feeling of needing to find something just a little bit different. But what exactly was that going to be? Right? So we had an idea of where maybe our advantage was, right? But we weren't able to quite get to it, and we weren't able to get to something else. So majority, if not all of it, you know, falls on my shoulders. And again, when I was watching it, I just kept thinking, man, should have went to this, maybe. Should have went to that. Maybe should have had a little different lineup in the game. Right? So there was a lot going on in those last 7-8 possessions that had to do with what we were trying to get down, what we were trying to run, and the lineup that we had in there. Right? Just a little different lineup. But we weren't quite able to get enough out of where we felt like we had the advantage. And then just couldn't figure out where to go next. Right? And that's not a great place to be, right, when you're coming down the stretch. So that falls on me.
Coach Jacobson went on to say a couple different times his team just wasn't quite as sharp as it needed to be against the Bulldogs, hasn't been quite as sharp as it's needed to be in wins and losses in recent games. So ask Coach Jacobson, can you elaborate on what not being quite as sharp, like what's within that?
We were sharp against Murray State in the second half, right? So I'm standing on the sideline, and I can hear our guys talking, and it's early, right? And it makes a difference, right? So that when I talk about being sharp, you know, I'm standing there, and we're really guarding them hard, right? It's the communication, right? When it happens, how loud it is, how the intent behind it, right? The passing and cutting. You know, we just drifted out to the sideline a couple times, and you saw some balls that got either deflected and knocked to the ground. We picked up a couple of them, but they also picked up a couple of them. Brody stole the pass in the first half at the elbow, right? You know, and we start there a lot. So that's on both guys. You know, Cole's got to find his body. He's got to seal him. Trey's got to make sure he's got contact so he doesn't pick it off and go lay it in. Right? So free throw blockouts. They get a rebound on a free throw, right? And then the one that they knock out of bounds, we don't block him out and get it with two hands. They happen to knock it out of bounds. Like those are the things that go into being sharp, right? We did a lot of them at Murray, especially second half. A lot of them at Belmont, especially second half. We played our tails off against Southern, right? We have not been very sharp for two games. We've played good basketball since Christmas, but we haven't been very sharp the last two games.
All right, the latest on the in-state hoops front from TJ Altsberger, Darren DeVries, and Ben Jacobson. We'll talk Hawkeyes tomorrow on the show. Fran McCaffrey, of course, and Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz hiring an offensive coordinator. David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com will join us tomorrow. We got to take our final time out now. We'll come back right after this and wrap up the show.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The 49ers rallied from a 17-point halftime deficit to come back and beat the Lions 34-31 to win the NFC title game. Brock Purdy threw for a score and Christian McCaffrey ran for two as the Niners advanced to their eighth Super Bowl in franchise history. The Lions failed on two critical fourth downs in the second half while in field goal range. They were outscored by 20 after halftime. In the AFC Championship game, the Chiefs held off the Ravens 17-10. Patrick Mahomes threw an opening drive touchdown to Travis Kelce, who passed Jerry Rice for the most career postseason catches. Kansas City advances to their fourth Super Bowl in the last 5 years. Ravens rookie wideout Zay Flowers fumbled while diving for a potential touchdown on the first play of the fourth quarter. On their ensuing drive, Lamar Jackson was picked off in the end zone. Super Bowl 58 will be a rematch of Super Bowl 54, which the Chiefs won 31-20. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and America's largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal law enforcement agencies through our many varied programs, including free safety equipment donations, free officer survival training, cash donations, and condolence letters to the family of law enforcement officers who perished in the line of duty. USDSA also provides a citizen awareness program and thank you cards to law enforcement. These are just some of the ways United States Deputy Sheriff's Association assists America's law enforcement and the citizens they serve. For more information about United States Deputy Sheriff's Association or to see how you can help, please visit usdeputy.org. United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, taking training to the next level because lives are on the line.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. After blowing a 17-point lead at halftime, many started to question the aggressiveness of the Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Rather than settle for three in the second half, Campbell opted to roll the dice and go for it on fourth down. Detroit failed to pick up the first down. That inevitably helped the Niners complete the historic comeback. But Campbell's decision wasn't the only factor in the loss. Josh Reynolds dropped two key passes. Kendall Vildor had an interception that hit off his helmet, which resulted in a 51-yard gain for Brandon Ayuk. Jahmyr Gibbs lost a fumble in Lions territory, giving the Niners a short field. Jameson Williams let a touchdown slip through his hands in a crucial late-game drive. And despite constant pressure, the team let Brock Purdy extend plays like he was Lamar Jackson. That's not on Campbell, that's on the players. So although things may have been different in Detroit if they decided to take the points, there is far more blame to go around than just the person making those decisions. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
Hey there, Dan Patrick here. I've got something hot for you, and I'm not just talking about the big game. It's the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, and let me tell you, game changer. Whether you're tailgating with your boys, hosting the ultimate big game party, the original Louisiana brand hot sauce is the MVP. Perfect balance of heat and flavor, and you add that to all your food. It's like a touchdown dance for your taste buds. The hot sauce brings the soulful heat of Louisiana to your party, turning every gathering into a spicy celebration of food and football. No huddle, no problem. The hot sauce is ready. Fast-paced action of your tailgate or the big game party. Quick and easy, just like your favorite team executing the perfect play. So make the call. Add the original Louisiana brand hot sauce to your roster today. The big game MVP of flavors. Ready to take your game day experience to a whole new level. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce. Flavor. favors the bold.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan and the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Hey, no big game celebration is quite complete without a game of squares. Yeah, you know squares. And Circa Sports is now offering Circa Squares bets. With Circa Squares, instead of randomly pulling numbers, choose your square and choose which numbers you get with a minimum bet of $1 and a maximum payout of $100,000. It's easier than ever. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app and place your Circa Squares bets today. For more info, visit CircaSports.com. All right, got to thank John Walters of the Cyclone Sports Network for joining today's show. I'll say what I said at the end of that segment. Great stuff from John today. So if you missed any of it, check out the podcast, which will be available in mere minutes at 1650thefan.com. You'll hear more of John coming up in about 35 minutes, 34 to be approximate. The Cyclone Coaches Corner from 6:30 to 8. Iowa State women's basketball coach Bill Finley joins first, followed by men's coach T.J. Otzelberger. Enjoy that tonight. Keep it locked right here. I'll be back tomorrow at 5. Tune into Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson tomorrow between 6 and 8.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.